This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We are going to begin this week with a little bit of the economic mojo we were left with last week. Friday's What Is Even Going On Here jobs report. So many new jobs and so low an unemployment rate that you got to go back to the 1960s to find something similar. We may yet have a recession this year, or we may not. But for now, anyway, and certainly to the puzzlement of the Federal Reserve, this economy looks pretty good. And it turns out the global economy might not be doing as badly as people had been worried about either. Yes, it slowed in 2022, and maybe it'll slow a bit more this year. But as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports to Get Us Going, the global economy is a big place, you know, and some parts of it do turn out to be doing better than expected.
Energy prices have fallen. Inflation is slowing. And in many countries, COVID is no longer a serious economic drag.
The global outlook has undoubtedly improved over the past couple of months.
Neil Shearing at Capital Economics says the outlook for Europe had seemed dire, with Russia's war in Ukraine making natural gas scarce and expensive. But in the past few months,
the price of European natural gas has absolutely collapsed, and that really removes a substantial headwind to the Eurozone's economy.
Europe has done a good job of conserving, plus
we've had an extremely mild winter here in Europe. For a large part of January, we were actually building supplies of gas in storage, believe it or not.
China, meanwhile, has jettisoned its zero COVID policy, says Shearing, and unleashed a wave of consumer spending.
I think the economic rebound in China is going to be more rapid than investors and other people are anticipating.
But China's rebound won't be anything like the revenge spending spree we saw in the U.S., says Adam Posen at the Peterson Institute for International Economics.
They did not build up the kind of excess saving in China that we saw built up in the U.S., partly because for a large number of Chinese, they were having to survive on their savings.
Posen says major emerging markets, Brazil, India, Mexico, Indonesia, are doing pretty well. And in spite of continuing problems getting grain out of Ukraine, worries about food insecurity are falling. Morning Consult's Sonnet Frisbee says the polling firm asked consumers worldwide if they're worried about being able to pay for groceries.
I was really surprised to find that there's not a big difference in emerging and developed markets.
Bottom line, if the global economy does end up performing a little better than economists have been predicting, that's only going to help the economy here at home. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.